Tom, how are you?
Just fine. Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being with us. Give us an update. Where are we in gas taken out of the ground? And tell us about the effort that's ongoing.
Well, as you know, there was about 126,000 gallons spilt, the estimate is. And we've got about 28,000 gallons of that back out of the ground and safely carted away from the site. The crew, about 200 people working on the ground out there, and the rain has sort of slowed the efforts first, because the most important thing is to keep that gasoline out of the drains over there, and so they're working to contain that to make sure it goes it doesn't go anywhere. They have a pretty good idea where it's at and how deep it is and how big it is right now. They've drilled an awful lot of holes, so they've now got a picture of what they have to get, and from here on out it'll all be sort of a remediation phase that'll take over here, just to get that out of the ground and then remove the soil that's contaminated.
Any news on what the cause of the leak was and how long it had been happening?
No, I really don't know. I mean, they know it's a gasket in the valve that led into one of the Marathon tank out there, but they don't know why that gasket failed. There was another valve on that tank, and they've removed that gasket just as a precautionary measure. They sent them off to the lab for testing. And they'll try to figure out, if it was something in the manufacturing, but something of the in installing it, they did it something wrong. Trying to figure that out, because they have these other gaskets on other tanks around the country, and they want to make sure that the integrity of those gaskets are 100%. And if they're not, they'll remove them everywhere.
And if folks have concerns and want their soil tested, or if they need bottled water, there is a resource for that.
Absolutely. Marathon is providing that. They're working with the Ingham County Health Department on providing that to all the residents in the area. Have all been, their doors have all been knocked on, and they've been talked to. I think it's around 34, 35 wells have been tested, and we've actually gone through a second round of testing just to make sure. We had a presentation the other night, and the Ingham County Health Department said they were pretty sure that nothing has gotten beyond this plume area, and that it's being attacked early and then removed. They feel pretty confident that nothing will get into the groundwater, which is about 200 feet below ground. Below a rock bed and below a clay bed. There's a lot of protection out there for that.
And before we let you go, Tom, people who have concerns, who need financial help because of lost crops or whatever the circumstance is, there's a resource for that?
Absolutely. It's only on two pieces of property right now. It's only on the tank farm owned by Wolverine and on one gentleman's farm. And we're working with him. That's obviously out in his hay field. And we're working with him to make sure that he's compensated correctly for that.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you, Tony.